listen to the sounds of the first astronauts. And there was this thing called the Peace Corps. Some said it was Camelot, and we all had such dreams of a future where things would look up for us all.
You're listening to WCRS FM 98.3, 102.1. And that was, of course, Victoria Parks on the guitar, singing a song that clearly is reflective of anyone who grew up baby boom generation in the 1960s, the promise of the Peace Corps and VISTA, Volunteers in Service Throughout America, making a better world. And then, of course, that tragic day, November 22nd, 1963, when officially the Warren Commission tells us it was a single lone gunman. The American people, a majority of them, have never bought that story, and I think it is a story in the fictional sense. I tend to agree with the House in assassination committee, which said in all probability it was a conspiracy, at least two people were involved, and of course in the assassination later, which the song speaks of as well, not only of Bobby Kennedy but Martin Luther King, where a jury at meeting at the request of the King family in a civil action turned out to say that, you know, it was a conspiracy.
Well, there's a whole body of circumstantial evidence to indicate that it was. And, you know, in the end, What really clinches it is science, you know. And not only science, even though there's a huge body of circumstantial evidence, science is the thing that really is conclusive.
Well, and again, you'd have to believe that three of the most powerful people in the country, all of them moving in the direction of peace in Vietnam and moving away from the military-industrial complex, just all happened to be killed by lone, crazed gunmen. I believe that about as much as I believe that there was no conspiracy in the killing of Julius Caesar. Just three or so simultaneous people decided to stab him.
I believe that as much as I believe that Osama bin Laden's body was really dumped in the ocean. And I believe that as much as I believe that 9/11 was caused by 19 hijackers from Saudi Arabia with box cutters. You know, and the long and short of it is I don't believe it. You know, and I have been given no conclusive and concrete evidence that vets out, you know. So I'm just going to keep looking because I'm the seeker.
All right, then your songs also tend to seek truth. You want to play another one that kind of reflects some of your current political views or some of the past?
Oh, sure. You know, I recorded a CD called Democracy in 2007. And the CD is full of snark. And
was that because of
yes. That's sort of the theme. You know, it's not that we are a democracy. It's just that we've been portrayed as a democracy, and we're infantilized by the media, you know, the mainstream media.
Which pretty much are six large multinational corporations that control virtually everything from film to the news.
The entire entertainment industry.
As a singer-songwriter, you know.
Yes.
The kind of, if you were a musketeer, you may be famous right now.
Or dead.
Well, that's only because they can make money when you go from musketeer to young nymphette to to slutty slut to rehab and back. Right, and they make money all the way. That's what Disney's about, right?
Right.
They even make money off your rehab and comeback.
Yeah, but you know, they could never make up a story that would entertain us all like the real human story that's going on in the world right now.
Yeah, and what's that story?
I think it's a story of global consciousness coming to fruition.
And is the Arab Spring part of this?
Yes, absolutely. And so is the internet. I think that we are living in the age of information, and I think, well, we are living in the information age, and to anybody who is a seeker and a truth finder, the information is all there. All you have to do is look for it. And my advice to all media consumers...
Pay no attention to her. There are angry birds that need to fight pigs. There is some cyber farming that needs to be done in Farmville. Isn't there a counter movement to trivialize the whole internet?
That's a distraction, you know.
Weapons of mass distraction.
Yes. Farmville is a distraction, you know. And so is so are video games, and you know. And so is the entertainment industry. What's really flying under the radar is what's interesting to me. And I just am... I marvel at how history repeats itself, and like, for example, how it's and how it's misunderstood. Like the Tea Partiers think that the first Tea Party was all about independence, but they're completely wrong. It was a tax rebellion against the largest tax cut that in history, to their time.
And
you know,
again, the...
It's the West Indies Company.
Company, which is a corporation.
Right.
The same people that are now funding the modern Tea Party were the ones people rebelled against.
That's right. And to all those people who don't understand American history, I'm going to sing you a song, because I know you like commercials, and I've written a song that sounds just like a commercial. And maybe you'll understand what I mean when I say corporations are people too.
Ah, Mitt.
Corporations are people too, just like me and you. Corporations have families too, just like me and you. Backers, hackers, privatized contractors. Maybe you could be a corporation too, 'cause corporations have families too, just like me and you. Blackwater snipers have children too, and they've got their eye on you too. When they say hey, do what they say. It doesn't pay to make their day. Life is easier that way, 'cause Blackwater snipers have children too, just like me and you. Yes, corporations have feelings too. That's why they spy on you. All the while, you'll don a smile, skipping down that long green mile. You'll exit execution style, 'cause corporations have feelings too, just like me and you. Corporations need welfare too, and they all count on you. Golden stacks for Goldman Sachs, paid for with your income tax. Did you think you'd get it back? 'Cause corporations need welfare too, just like me and you. Corporations have houses too, one belonged to you. Remember? Gangsters, banksters, presidential pranksters, a new day has dawned. Everybody sing along. Corporations are people too, just like me and you.
You're listening to Fight Back, brought to you by Z, formerly Blackwater. We're killing worldwide. Assassinations are us. Okay, they're really not sponsoring this show, but they are engaged in the largest assassination effort since the Phoenix Project in Vietnam, and they are taking applications to kill people, literally, in Pakistan.
Wow. You know, privatizing our military, there's another word for that, isn't there? It's called fascism.
And mercenaries, that the people we fought against during the Germans that came over here and fought for the English. So, yeah, it's privatizing it and
Passions.
Particularly corporatizing it. Mussolini, of course, said when asked to define fascism, he called it corporatism. You're listening to WCRS FM 98.3, 102.1. And again, it's the question of history. And when I think of the Tea Party, I remember American history. Did we not have a know-nothing party?
Yeah, whatever group happened to them?
I think they became the Tea Party. Sort of like, let's dedicate ourselves to being contemptuous of actual facts.
And that to me is incredible. What is even more incredible is there are so many people who are otherwise college educated. They have a command of the language. They're holding down real jobs. And they just have a complete blind eye to what they're being told. And it's just remarkable.
There's no global warming, and that evolution is wrong.
It's just remarkable to me that anybody can be so willfully ignorant. I guess willful ignorance is our greatest enemy.
Well, they call it faith, but they're not real sure what their faith is based on. They don't argue logically. They just simply say, I don't believe it, or that's your opinion. And it's like, no, it's actually fact.
Yeah, everybody's entitled to their own opinions, but I'm sorry, they are not entitled to their own facts.
But let me quote J.S. Milligan, who looked at this problem of reason and rationality and sort of a modern liberal movement where you would be reflective. And he said, here's the problem why you can't argue with them. Because they're only ignorant. The person who is educated has been both ignorant and educated. So when you argue with the ignorant, they have no basis of actually having been enlightened. So it's really hard, and they can't make a qualitative decision because the only side they know is ignorance.
Right, right. And it would be bending their brain.
And some of them, right, some of them aren't ignorant. Some of them are just manipulating these people to put them in motion so they can steal more money for their rich friends by putting these people in motion around religious issues, what we call wedge issues, emotional issues, working people into hate against Iran and other countries.
And there's other stories that are flying under the radar where you begin to realize there is a global cabal that is operating with impunity. Lord James of Blackheath in Parliament on the 17th of February produced documents before Parliament that show that have all the signatures of massive fraud to the tune of $15 trillion.
Next? You want us to audit the feds? Or you want the real number they used in bailing out Goldman Sachs and the investment banks?
And I'm feeling like there's this huge war going on about who gets to print the money.
Pay no attention to the woman behind the curtain. All she wants to do is draw it back and let you see what you don't need to see.
What you don't want to see. Well, with corporations being peopled now, with Citizens United.
And money being free speech.
Yes. Aren't we headed down a very self-destructive path?
Unless you're at the top of that 1% and you have the money to buy up politicians by the ton.
And I look at the Julian Assange and Anonymous and Bradley Manning and what Anonymous did just recently with the Stratfor emails. 5 million emails got dumped by WikiLeaks. And it clearly shows the abuse of Stratfor in investigating and smearing activists like the Yes Men. And there was quite a bit of talk about Julian Assange in those emails too.
Well, no doubt it doesn't surprise me, and we've had ongoing battles with this in history. COINTELPRO during the late 50s into the early mid 70s, where essentially any group that was opposed to U.S. foreign policy was targeted. If you look over time, Martin Luther King at one point was considered to be the most dangerous man in America. And then there was J. Edgar Hoover claiming the Black Panthers breakfast program was the greatest threat to U.S. society.
I have to tell you that it gives me some kind of deep, sort of twisted pleasure to observe anonymous punking companies like H.B. Gary and Stratfor. They're totally punked. They got totally punked by Anonymous. And it just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it couldn't have happened to a better corporation.
What next? Choice Point? Smart Tech? I would hate to give out names of companies that deserve to be punked.
Well, all will be revealed
Triad?
In time. All will be revealed in time because truth will out, right?
Well, that's what I thought the Christian right believed in. That there will be a final judgment, and thanks to Anonymous, maybe there will be.
I've been watching one of their videos.
When the roll is called up yonder.
I just love their one video. It's We Run This V2.1. Just love that one. Should I play one more song?
Sure, sure.
I think I'm going to write another song called I Want to Be Anonymous because they have all the fun taking out tyrants one by one. I want to be a hacker. I want to be anonymous.
All right, you can see Victoria Parks at work coming up with one of her soon-to-be songs.
And that's how my mind works. I found this one on the internet, and the words got so garbled, I had to write my own verses to it. And if anybody out there knows who actually wants to take credit for this song, I would like to give credit to the author of this song, but I couldn't find his name on the internet, unbelievably. Maybe he wants to stay anonymous. So this is a song I found on the internet I love. It's called Give Us Our Ballots Back. Ah, wrong key. There we go. People came on election day, give us our ballots back. Came and took our vote away, give us our ballots back. Give us our paper ballots back. Give them back or go to jail, give us our ballots back. Voting machines we're forced to use, give us our ballots back. Make losers win and winners lose, give us our ballots back. Give us our paper ballots back. Give them back or go to jail, give us our ballots back. Faith-based voting, press and pray, give us our ballots back. Your vapor vote won't blow away, give us our ballots back. Give us our paper ballots back. Give them back or go to jail, give us our ballots back. Who wrote the software? Who can say? Give us our ballots back. They'll certify it anyway. Give us our ballots back. Scanners lie, systems fail. Give us our ballots back. Paper ballots, not paper trails. Give us our ballots back. Give us paper ballots back. Give them back or go to jail, give us our ballots back. Give us our ballots back. Give them back or go to jail, give us our ballots back.
Pay no attention to that song. Electronic voting machines are good. They make old people smile. They light up. It is perfectly okay to have private companies loyal to the Republican Party and the Bush family secretly count our votes. Pay no attention to the fact that your votes are counted by private proprietary companies secretly on software. it's not like there's a job called computer programmer that could program the result. Pay no attention to Victoria Parks. Good thing we settled that. This has been a government alert.
This has been an RNC warning.
Iran has always been the enemy.
Things are going to change, hopefully, this spring. I don't think the Occupy movement is done at all. Maybe they need to regroup, but I have faith that there is not going to be despair. There is going to be an extra hard effort to identify that which we desperately need to change right now. And our economy is in the crapper. There is no doubt about that. And if there's anything that can get people out on the streets, it's that.
And to quote Rage Against the Machine, or at least paraphrase them, now occupy! Baby, we're right outside your door.
Well,
you think the Occupy movement is important?
I think it's absolutely vital. I think that it is something...
Aren't they needlessly dividing people along class lines?
Well, for the 99%, I don't know. I think that...
See, right there.
I think that there is a mass consciousness arising where people are realizing that they've been played against one another, and that there really is a reason to band together as 99%, because as human beings on this planet, we have a lot more in common than we ever imagined. And I'm not being idealistic or, you know, believing in a fairy tale when I say that. That's the fact. You know, we're all in the same boat, and it's sinking. And I think if you're anybody other than the 1%, you should be out in the street. You know, no matter what your political persuasion, you know, I don't care. When I look at somebody in the face, I see a human being, and I see somebody who needs to eat, who needs a job, who has a family, and you know, a right to be here.
All right, 2-minute warning. How can people buy your albums, check out your music?
You can go to cdbaby.com.
That's cdbaby.com.
Or you can go to dustbunnies.com and link to cdbaby.com. And dustbunnies.com is spelled D-U-H, as in duh, dustbunnies.com.
And any song to take us out with?
Yeah. This is one that gave me an honorable mention in the 2005 Great American Song Contest. It's about the abandoning of our veterans and just the way the corporate government has destroyed them, you know, helped to destroy them.
Taking you out.
This is Say a Prayer for America. She's a hungry, barefoot little girl in tangled hair, waiting for her daddy with her lonely stare. Standing at the door, only rags to wear, and her president don't care. Say a prayer for America. Daddy got his orders, and it wasn't long.